Hello, Life Changers. Thank you so much for joining us. We have got an amazing word for you, so why don't you lean in, grab a notebook and pen, and get ready for what God has to say to you today.
I just want to speak about irresistible, which I believe is the community of God that is irresistible. And let me tell you who to. I believe the community of God, which is not just the meeting. It's not the meeting on a Sunday. We've realized as Corona has come, if there was just a meeting, whatever was there before, as long as the meeting's scheduled, it doesn't mean there's a gathering that the Bible speaks about. That is the local church. I want to tell you, as we gather this morning in this moment and in the space, there's potential of miracles in heaven coming just because in faith you walk through those doors. Not because of religious action or principle or anything, just because of God. And I want to tell you first that the gathering and doing church together and gathering in reality of relationship is irresistible to God. It says this in Psalm 133, how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in harmony. I say the same thing in my house with my three sons all the time. It's just wonderful and pleasant. It doesn't happen often. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And commanded blessing of God on your life. I want the commanded blessing of God on my life. I want the commanded blessing of God on our community. I want that. And I'm telling you, key to that is the irresistible reality of the church gathering and dwelling together in unity. Heard such a classic story of a wedding in the life of the church yesterday. As a man from Zimbabwe got married to a lady from Cape Town. The wedding was in English, but it needed Shona interpretation and English interpretation. Until the moment the English person didn't know what it was, the Afrikaans interpreter didn't know how to translate in Afrikaans, she asked the Shona interpreter to tell her what it was in Afrikaans, and it all went pear-shaped. Welcome to the kingdom of God. It's a little bit messy, where men from other nations can marry women from other nations, but the kingdom of God is there, and there's life. There's life. The commanded blessing of God. I want that. God calls us to be those people. Secondly, it's of bread, everyone was filled. Say everyone. Everyone means no one left out. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles, all the believers together, and they had everything in common. It's a challenging scripture, not a prescription of church, but a description of the possibility when we will allow ourselves to become a people that are devoted. I've said it 1,000 times, the church, I'll probably say it again. It's not my job to devote you. That's why you will never get a phone call and say, why weren't you at church? Why weren't you at this? Why don't you? People even ask, we know no one that's giving. I don't know anyone. In the life of this church, I don't see the finances. Sharon Hickman is someone who oversees, and I just get told, that amount came in. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's liberating to my soul, and I want to tell you it's liberating to you, but the invitation is partner in the kingdom of God. Advance. Some of you service your car when you're supposed to. And if we're honest, a whole lot of people wait for the click, 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 or the something's wrong. Then we service the car. It's the same in church. Some people seem better at servicing and keeping maintenance regular. Well, actually, in our lives, in our marriage, can't wait for my marriage to go, or a wheel to fall off before we service. And sometimes we treat church like this maintenance program we come to, where we're checking in because we need a service. No, it's not that. Church is far more than that. We gather under the word of God together so that we can go on the mission of God together, and we share in each other's miracles. We share in the highs and we share in the lows. And it's hard. Thursday night, late night with a beautiful couple from the life of this church navigating trauma and challenge, like multiple of them. Wake up Friday morning, get to meet with my brother who's just got an incredible promotion and opportunity that God is favor all over. I'm going, God, how do I do that and this? The world's watching. They're looking for signs and wonders. They're looking for a father. You know how they find a father? They see his family. They see his family. They see his sons and daughters navigating life where friendships spark up that outside of the church would never be. There's a beautiful lady there I hate. She's going to hate me. Geraldine, you are a spectacular lady. Geraldine came to me a few weeks ago. And Geraldine is sprightly and young. A little bit older than most in the room. And came to me and said, I'm so passionate. I need to encounter God more. You know what that does for me? I need Geraldine in my life. I need people from other nations in my life. I need the young in the church in my life. I need the old, I need the rich, I need the poor, I need black, white, wherever you come from in the world, what every language you speak. 1 John says, I write to you young, I write to you children, I write to you fathers. He says, this kingdom has to be a kingdom that will astound the world because we gather, and the thing that unites us is not what makes us the same. I invited people for rugby last night. They came only to tell me they don't eat meat and they don't watch rugby. Just as we enter into family day, which means the service is going to end earlier, and we're just going to go out. There are bacon and egg rolls for sale. There are 2 buy one get one free coffee so you can give someone to someone you don't know. There are jumping castles for kids or the young at heart, however you feel. But my challenge and my charge is don't rush away. But this is a scripture in Psalm 92 verse 13. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. But there's an important word there. It says planted. A number of years ago, we had the privilege of renting a home that we then purchased. And my first action was to rip out 3 trees, which the top were easier. Took off the top, no problem. It's too cheap to get a tree feller. I thought I can do this. Got lower. Then I got to get out the stump. And I'd realize those trees had been there longer than me. And those roots had gone. And I didn't realize how strong those roots. To get that tree stump out took me weeks. It broke me. But I got it out. And then you get it out and you realize, gee, roots are important. Nothing like the last 2-3 years have exposed a lack of root systems in community, lack of root systems for my marriage, a lack of root systems in the spirituality and pursuing God, and a lack of root systems in faith and moving forward in faith. Calling us, and he's challenging our root systems, and he's challenging the strength, and I love it. I went to visit a lady in our church the other day who had a major operation, and I visited in hospital, and it got quite awkward because she started selling me to the nurse a little bit, like, come to church, look at our father. Like, it was the most awkward moment I've ever had visiting someone to pray for them at church, but it was awesome. And I just said, well, how are you doing? And I said, no, the community's been amazing, and people have been amazing, and people have been to pray. And this one person, I don't even know, they came to pray for me in a church, and I'm going, come on. The kingdom of God is not a pulpit. It's not a pastor with a profile. It's people on the move, sons and daughters in the kingdom, in boardrooms, in hospitals, in rooms and hospitals where we gather and we do life together at a level that the world don't understand, but it'll become a sign and a wonder. So today we're gathering. We gather around what he's doing with us as we're buying a field. And here's the thing. He still determines the harvest. The reason we're buying a field is we're just going to get that field so we can sow seed so that the king can move and provide a harvest. But actually, today's a little different. It's family day. The miracle of today already is it's not raining. Anyone notice? It's Sunday and it's not raining. Is it even a thing? Thank you, Lord. It's not cold. Thank you, Jesus. And the sun is out. So it's the But don't rush away. The doors are going to open. Stay for a coffee. If you can't buy a coffee, we'll give you a coffee. Someone will give you a coffee. They're bacon and egg rolls. The team have been working really hard to serve you. And I realize maybe you came for the word today. Let me challenge you. The word takes traction in my life so my life can become a blessing and seed. My life just becomes seed. So we're ending a little early for that purpose. Will you stand with me? I want to pray this prayer over us. It's the prayer of the apostle in Ephesians. Will you close your eyes and can you raise your hands to him? As God, we receive grace to do relationship. I know in this room, I know some of you are desperate for relationships and friendships. Some are desperate for marriages to be restored. And I want to tell you, your healing might be sitting right next to you, behind you, singing off key, but with grace in their life to help you. Some might be in chaos. Right now, I pray, Spirit of God, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how high and long and wide and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to take your next step or find out what is happening in the life of the church, head over to our website or follow us on social media. Cheers.